Can everybody say with me a theophany? Don't forget that word. There are many words there. You get an angelophany, Christophany. What it simply means, it means Christ coming in a bodily form, meeting people. Okay? It happened in the Old Testament, all over. The pre-incarnate Christ coming into a body, a human form, meeting people. It happened all over the scriptures. So when the Bible speaks of the angel of the Lord in the Old Testament, it speaks of Christ in a pre-incarnate form coming to meet people. Are you guys with me? An angelophany is basically a visitation of angels. But the theologians will tell you that if you really want to sum it all up, you can put it into one word and you can call it a theophany. That's what I prayed for this conference. There's two things, three things. I prayed for financial breakthrough and debt cancellation. I prayed number two, because the Bible makes it very clear in the book of Hosea, I believe it is, or Haggai, Hosea, where it says that you put money into your pockets and it feels like your pockets have holes and the money goes through. You come to your house, you bring food and money to your house, and God says, I blow it away because you have looked after your house and not the house of the Lord. But when you look after the house of God, debt will be cancelled. When you look after the house of God, God looks after your house. Are you guys with me? One of the first things God said to me, Leon, if you look after my house, I will look after your house. Which means that my wife and I have done it for 10 years, for many years, and we have lived off the blessings of God. It's like, if I have to put piece to piece together, it's like either God is real or I'm winning the lottery every month. I was lying in my bed and I was thinking, God, how is it that you have taken me from a place of obscurity, being on drugs, addicted to drugs, that God can take me from there to where I am right now? And I'm thinking, I'm sitting sometimes in my prayer room. I cannot, when you get to a place where you cannot even pray because you have too much peace, I'm just sitting for like 4 hours. I cannot even pray. I have too much peace. I have too much of God that it feels like it's about to bubble out. Say with your theophany. You need a theophany. I need a theophany. It was a theophany that took me out of that place. A supernatural encounter with God. It was a theophany that caused a transfiguration upon my life. I had to smoke weed and get high in order to stand in front of a classroom to speak in front of people. But God, after a theophany, I can speak in front of thousands and be bold and do signs, wonders, and miracles, and prophesy. How about you that is sitting in this place? Because this conference, a theophany is coming upon your life. A theophany from God, an encounter of God is coming to you. Now you can be Meneer and Mevrou Sier Prime sitting here. May you have an encounter with God. May an angel come into this place and slap you through your face. I've seen God hitting someone. Let me just see quickly. Listen here, a theophany is a visible manifestation of God, okay? It is God coming down from heaven to earth. It is God manifesting to the degree that our physical senses can sense Him. It is God appearing in the form of a man. You'll see if you read the Bible that many times a traveler will walk past, let's say Gideon or Jacob or so on, and then they would actually think it's a normal man they're talking to, but they're talking to God. And halfway through the conversation, they're finding out it is God. You know, the Bible says that we who have unwillingly entertained angels. I remember the day I got saved, we were ministering. My mother was still with me. She's evidence there. I was ministering in Danville, in West Pretoria West or something. And we ministering there. That's about 60 kilometers from where we stay at that time. That was 13 years ago. And we were ministering a lot there. I mean, we had revival. We had up to 200-300 people saved there, getting discipled in that area. So sometimes in the nights, we'll drive there and we'll go minister there. I was newly saved. I was just saved. And I came back. We came back the morning, 2 o'clock. We drove back to our house, and if my mother can remember, somebody jumped over the gate, and came and rang the doorbell by the door. Is that right? With our gate, with like whatever on, okay? And I don't know if it was electric. No, I didn't have electric fence by that time. I think it was stuff like this. But anyway, it was a mission to get over. And there was a bell on the outside. There's no reason to be on the inside. And the person was on the inside ringing the bell. And my mom came and woke me up. And she said, Leon, there's somebody by the door and they're asking for you, or they're asking for money, or they're asking to be prayed for. I can't remember exactly. And I said, let the person, I was in sleep, and I said, let the person walk up to the shopping center and go phone or something. I don't know. And as I went to bed, I'm like, I didn't feel right. It was not even one minute. And we all went out in the cars and drive and looked for this person around the block, couldn't find the person. The Bible says you can unwillingly, unknowingly entertain angels. You have an angel. Every single person here sitting in this place has an angel with them, or at least more. Okay? That is scriptural. That is Bible. The Bible mentions angels at a minimum of 104 times. Listen, but now we forget about it, and all we talk about is demons. A demon this and a demon that and a demon this and a demon that. Something moved in my house. It's a demon. Maybe it was an angel that was just mischievous. They have their own will. They could, okay. But we have become demon minded and we attract that. But if we change our mindset, understanding that the presence of God is around me, that where I walk, angels are walking with me. The Bible says that they are ministering spirits sent to minister to those who have inherited salvation. That is you and I. They have been sent to serve you. Your angel. We have to get a revelation of this. Are you guys with me? This conference, I pray. I said, God, financial debt cancelled. Angelic visitation for the people sitting here. And a theophany. An encounter with God. A face-to-face encounter with God. For if you do not get it this conference, my God, I don't know. But say to God and place a demand. I don't know. I don't care if you have to give a lot of money. I don't care. Some people don't have money. They have time. They can give all their time. Some people can give commitment. Give everything in your heart, but say, God, I want to have an encounter with you. I want to have a theophany with you. Listen. A theophany is God appears in a theophany both to judge and to promote, to bless. When we have a theophany, God breathes into us and He begins to speak our destiny. Every person that has a theophany, your destiny is being unlocked once you have that encounter. Every time I had a theophany, it was when God took me from one state of existence. Listen, the Bible says that we shall go from glory to glory, from one state of existence into another state of existence. Now, in the mornings, there's some type of an atmosphere that's like, I don't know, people are very reserved. Tonight, it'll go crazy, okay? So, but I'm trying to get you crazy this morning. Listen, listen, when a theophany comes, you become one with God. It is everywhere in Scripture. It is untrue for a person to encounter a theophany and not merge or fuse with God. It is untrue. It is not in Scripture. Listen. I just want to, some people are asking, where is this in the Bible? I haven't even started. I'll read the Scripture just now that I want to get into preaching. I just want to explain a theophany. And then I'll explain to you the results. Say with me a theophany. Can you just open this water for me, please? Thank you. Genesis 12, you don't have to put it on the screen, but Genesis 12 verse 7 to 9, we see God appearing to Abraham. Genesis 18 verse 1, we see two angels and God visiting Abraham. And Abraham making them some food. Two angels and God visiting Abraham. Are you guys with me? Abraham was a lucky guy. Jacob wrestling with God. Genesis 32. We see Exodus 3 verse 2. We see a burning bush. Exodus 24. We see God appear to Moses and Aaron. Deuteronomy 31. We see God appearing to transfer leadership from Moses to Joshua. Job chapter number 38. We see God appearing to answer Job on every question that he had. Every time the Shekinah glory was manifested in Scripture. Listen, every time the Shekinah glory, the pillar of fire or the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, the theologians are saying that's a theophany. It is a manifestation of God in the visible. That was the old covenant. The Bible says that right now we are in a better covenant, a new covenant where the glory of God is ever increasing. And it is much, much more, so much more that the old covenant cannot be compared to what we have right now. 2 Corinthians chapter number 3. Come on, are you guys with me? Genesis chapter number. So he came to a certain place. A certain place. Say for your place. Location. Okay? Some people ask, they don't understand location. Listen. Just read your Bible. So he came to a certain place and stayed there, say with you, all night. It was a dark, dark place for Jacob. Because the sun had set, that which was good had set upon him, and he was in a place of night and darkness. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head. And he laid down in that place to sleep. Listen, the stones, it is a rocky, hard, desert place. And I'll explain to you now that that place was a desert place. It was a rocky place. He took his circumstances. Listen, the rent that you cannot pay, the bond that you cannot pay, the business that is failing, the sickness that is trying to attack your family. He put that under his head and he began to sleep, which means that he was part of his circumstances. Are you guys with me? It was bad circumstances. He's in next verse. Then he dreamed. Say with me, dreamed. Dreams are over a minimum of over 34 times in the Bible. That is just the minimum. There's much more. And then people attack me because I speak about dreams. Dreams is an untapped reality. A world that is beyond our world. That God comes to speak to us. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth. And its top reached to heaven. And there the angels of God, say with me, were ascending and descending. They were ascending, which means that they were already by Jacob. Jacob just didn't know it. Because they first went up and then down. They didn't come down from heaven to up to the bottom. They went from the bottom to the top. Are you guys with me? Jacob had no awareness that there was angels around him. Even though he was a liar, he was a betrayer. Even though he was a messed up person, he betrayed and stole the firstborn and the birthright blessing from Esau even twice. And he tried it a third time. He still deceived his father, but the Bible says God was with Jacob. Esau was the good brother, but God was not with him. If you're a good person, God is not with you. Because the Bible says, Jesus said, I have come for those who are sick, not for those who are healthy. So if you are sick in spirit, when you know that you need a savior, Jesus has come for you. If you think you're perfect, he hasn't come for you. This self-righteous people. And it's, listen. And the angels were ascending and descending on the next verse. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants. Next verse. Also your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and the east, to the north and the south. And in you and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Next verse. Behold, I am with you, and I will keep you wherever you go. Say with me, I will keep you wherever you go. Which means you could decide where you wanted to go. And will bring you back to this land. Now, I'll repeat these words after me. Say, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. This is a promise of God to you. He's saying, every promise I have given you, every prophecy I have given to you, every word you have received, I will not leave you until I have done as I have spoken. And God is not a God that he should lie. God is not a man that he should lie. Let every man be a liar, but let every word of God be true. He says, I will not leave you until I have done what I've spoken to you. Next verse. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place. Say with me, Jacob awoke. Some people need to wake up because they're sitting in a church dead and dry. We need to lay hands on you, okay? That is all. I can give God to you by the laying on of hands. Some people, when they came into the church, I mean, you can lay hands on them. It's like, and that's it. Now we come to them, we just go, and they fly. Why? Sensitivity. We need to learn how to become sensitive to the Spirit of God. A theophany will cause you to become sensitive. After Jacob had a theophany, all of a sudden he knew the presence of God was there. All of a sudden he realized and sensed the presence of God is here. And he says this, he says, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. It is possible for people to sit in this place, for God to do miracles, signs and wonders, and they don't even know it. It is possible for the Holy Ghost to come into this place with a red hat on and they won't even know it. God can sit on the chair next to them. Person next to them can cry and encounter God, and they can sit here and not feel a thing, because no sensitivity. A theophany is required. Come on, are you guys with me? But when a theophany is, listen here, an encounter with God, our hearts need to be open. It needs to be broken before Him. Pride will keep you from your deliverance. Reputation will keep you from your deliverance. This will be a place of no reputation and pride. When we get into our new building, you will see people weeping at the altar, crying at the altar as they encounter the living God. It is time that we become sensitive to His Spirit. Say with me, sensitivity. Say it again, say sensitivity. We need sensitivity. Somebody comes and lay hands on you. Problem is sensitivity. You are not open to receive. God is a gentleman. He will not force, He can force Himself on you when the power gets to a certain level, which I'll explain this in this conference. Listen. So he did not even know that God is in this place. Next verse. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? That word awesome is the wrong word. It actually should be, how dreadful is this place? How fearful is this place? Because the presence of God is here. Fearful meaning I cannot take a chance here. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this? How dreadful. This is none other than the house of God. And this is the gate of heaven. The gateway of heaven. This is, and in the Hebrew it says, a portal to heaven. Next verse. Then Jacob rose early. Say with me, rose. Early. God is going to cause you to rise. Early in the morning. And took the stone that he had put at his head. Now he took his rocky circumstances, the bad things in his life, and he set it up as a pillar. Say with me, a pillar. A pillar is set up as a reminder. A pillar, the actual translation is a statue. Whenever in the Old Covenant, whenever David or Jacob or Abram encountered God, they would take a stone and put it on the ground and write the name of that place on that stone and what happened. It's not an idol, but it is a statue, a reminder. It is a reminder for God that when Abram goes back to that place or Jacob goes back to that place, that he finds God as a portal in that place. It is also a reminder of the enemy where the enemy has been defeated. So Jacob is saying, I'm taking my circumstances. I'm taking my poverty. I'm taking my debt. I'm taking sickness. I'm taking drugs. Whatever has come against my family, unsafe family members, I'm taking it and I'm setting it up as a statue. The Bible says he anointed it with oil. He poured oil on top of it. God is going to take your circumstances, your past, and make it an anointed testimony to stand as a statue. To stand as a statue. That whenever you get to that place and you can God can be reminded of what you have done there. Statues can be built in heaven by our giving as well. The Bible says when we give alms, a memorial, a statue is built up in heaven. That whenever God walks in heaven and he walks past the statue, he looks at Stefan's statue, it's small. But then he walks and then he looks at my statue and it's like big. And it's like, and God is reminded, maybe I must just go do something for Leon again. A reminder. Come on, are you guys with me? Become a reminder to God in heaven. Let a statue of yourself be built up in heaven. Listen, listen. Set up as a pillar and pour oil on top of it. Next verse. And he called the name of that place Bethel. So the Bethel. But the name of that city had been called previously Luz. The word Luz means barrenness and desert, dry place, rocky place. The word Bethel means multiplication, fruitfulness, supernatural, and the house of God. And listen, Jacob is saying, listen here, I'm calling this place, and the Bible is saying that this place was turned from a wilderness into a fruitful multiplication, supernatural house of God, because a theophany took place in that place, a supernatural encounter. All you and I need is a theophany, a supernatural encounter with God. And everything can be turned around. Your Luz can be turned into a Bethel. Next verse. So they say, no more Luz. It even rhymes with lust. Say, no more Luz, but Bethel. Then Jacob made a vow saying, if God will be with me and keep me in this way that I'm going and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on. Next verse. So that I come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God. Next verse. And this stone which I've set up as a pillar shall be as God's house. And of all that you have given me, I will, listen, and of all that you have given me, say this with me. Say, of all that you have given me, I will surely give a tenth back to you. This was old covenant. The Bible says in the new covenant, the measure has been raised. If you had adultery in the old covenant, if you committed adultery with your neighbor's wife, you were convicted of adultery. And in the New Testament, if you just think, if you just lust in your heart after a woman, you already committed adultery, which means that the measure has been raised. Jacob is saying, I shall surely, of everything that God has, listened, like Jacob was loaded. This man was not poor. Abram, Isaac, and Jacob. God is the God of Abram, Isaac, and Jacob. These people were loaded. Even the kings were afraid when they came into a country. The kings asked them to leave the country because they were richer than the kings. That is a sign that God is with you. You can say what you want. Where the glory of God is, the gold is. The silver and the gold is mine, says the Lord. And the latter and the former glory of this house shall be greater. The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former glory. It all goes one and one. Listen, of everything that you've given me, I will surely give a tenth to you. A person that encountered God that does not tithe, I question whether they encountered God. I question it. Zedanda. Listen, I wonder if I should read this one. Let me just check. I'll finish just now. And Jacob and Genesis, go for Genesis chapter number 32, verse number 24. I'm speaking about two theophanies that Jacob had. We'll finish in 5 to 10 minutes to get ready for tonight. Chapter number 32, verse number 24. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Next verse. Now when he saw that he did not prevail against him. Listen, look at the wording. Now not Jacob. When God saw that God did not prevail against him. This means that Jacob wrestled with God, and God saw that Jacob is beating him in wrestling. That means there's something inside of you that has the ability to grab a hold of God in every human being. And you can force God against his will. He touched, listen, then God touched the socket of his hip. And the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Next verse. Now, even though Jacob's hip was out of joint, he keeps on wrestling. This man was desperate. His brother was about to kill him. His brother sent 400 men to kill him at this moment. Are you guys with me? This guy was bad. He was a deceiver. But God was with him. I don't understand it. God is with bad people. And he said, let me go. God is saying, let me go, for the day breaks. But he said, I will not. Now listen, God is commanding Jacob. Jacob, let me go. It's like Stefan, get in that car and do that. And Stefan is, I will not do it. This is what Jacob was. He says, I will not let you go until you bless me. Some people walk out. If you stop praying for people, they walk out. It's enough already. And they want the blessing of God. If this was done in the old covenant, how much more now? Next verse. So he said to him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. It's not that God didn't know his name. He just wanted Jacob to know. And then next verse. And God said to him, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. Say with you, Israel. The word Israel means one who rules with God, a prince with God. It means a ruler, a prince, and it also means the firstborn. And if you look, when Jacob was born with Esau, they were twins. Esau was coming out just before Jacob. But the Bible says that as Esau was being born first, which means that he becomes the firstborn, Jacob in his mother's womb as a fetus grabbed on his brother's heel to pull him back so that Jacob could go out first. How demon possessed must you be as a fetus to pull your brother back so that you can come out first? Which tells me Jacob was fighting for a dream. He was fighting for something, a firstborn, right from the day of his birth already. Then we see how he stole the birthright from Esau with a bowl of barley soup. Then we saw how he stole his brother's birthright through the blessing and importation. Through deceiving his father, he stole it twice from his brother. His brother was mad because their father only had one blessing to give. It was supposed to be for Esau. But Jacob stole the importation. You can steal a blessing from God. You don't believe me? Go read your Bible. Your Bible says a stolen blessing. You can if God decides not to bless you, it is time to steal a blessing from God. With a tenacity and a desperation that saying, God, I will not let you go until you bless me. God, I'm going to be disobedient until you bless me, until you change. And listen, then Jacob's name was changed to Israel, called the firstborn. The very thing he fought for years, for his whole life, his very name was changed into that destiny. That is what God can do when we decide not to give up on him, but to hold on to him. Your name will be changed into what you are called to be. Your name will be changed into your destiny. With God and with, listen, and he says, for you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed. You have fought with God and you have won the fight. Next verse. Then Jacob asked, saying, tell me your name, I pray. And he said, why is it that you ask about my name? And he blessed him there. Go over to the next verse. And so Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. For I have seen God face to face, and my life was preserved. For you can stop there. For you and I to have preservation of life, we need to see God face to face. We need to have a theophany. Are you guys with me? We need to have an encounter. We need to wrestle with Him. Listen, say with me, theophany. This conference, I pray that every person will have a theophany, that you will be sensitive. Don't let religion and tradition hold you back. Don't let religion and tradition stop you from receiving. Don't let religion and the tradition and hurt and pain and offense and maybe a hurt from another church or a hurt from a father or a mother or somebody that has done you in and betrayed you. Don't let it hold you back. Remember, tradition is the only power that is stronger than the power of God. Mark chapter number 7 verse 15. So my message this morning, listen, I don't want to flow. We can go lay hands and everything. That's not for now. That's for tonight. I want to get you ready to have your hearts ready for a theophany. Why do we need a theophany? Let me finish with this. First of all, we see before a theophany takes place, we see that Jacob was in a dark place, a rocky place. If you're in a hard, difficult place, you better know you're ready and are set up for a theophany to take place. Why do we need a theophany? You'll begin to dream bigger. Jacob had a dream. Are you guys with me? It's time to begin to dream. You will see angels. Jacob saw angels. When you have a theophany, God will show and speak to you your future. God's prophesied to Jacob. Whenever you have an encounter with God, He always shows your future. When you have an encounter with God, you see your future. You can close your eyes and you see good things ahead of you. When you have a theophany, you will know that God is with you. The Bible says that God is with Jacob. You will know that God protects you. The Bible says that God kept him. You will know that God will not leave you until He has done as He has spoken to you. When you have a theophany, are you guys with me? Surely you will feel His presence. The Bible says, listen, that Jacob awoke and he says, how awesome is this? How dreadful, how fearful. The presence of God is in this place and I did not even know it. All of a sudden he became sensitive. And he realized all along there's angels. All along God has been with me. All along. But only now I can understand. Only now I sense it, know it, feel it, perceive it. A theophany will cause you to become sensitive. Whenever a person have an encounter with God, watch them afterwards. They can raise their hands and close their eyes. When you pray for them, they fall under the Spirit. They receive. It's not about falling. It's about receiving. Listen, it's not about falling. You can fly to the top. I don't care. It's about the Spirit of God going into you. There's people I can lay hands on. It's like they receive. They take it out of you. And there's other people, nothing. You will move from insensitivity to sensitivity when you have a theophany. Let us be a church that's sensitive. That if an angel decides to walk here, who will feel it and who will not? That when God decides to walk here, and He does, who will feel Him and who will not? I've preached many times, Stephen and them were with me, that we will see a crowd and we will see a white cloud over a certain group and not over another group. And I can literally go and take a cloth and throw it into the group like that and the whole group will go down because they are sensitive. Sensitivity is maturity. You'll go from insensitivity to sensitivity. It will bring you out of a place of backsliding. Jacob said, God is in this place and I did not even know it. He was backslidden. Now he got saved, okay? Listen, the fear of God will return. He said, this is a dreadful place. This is dreadful. It will open up a gateway of heaven to you, a portal of heaven. You know that. And the Bible says that he arose, which means that when you have a theophany, say with me again, church, say theophany. Say it again, say theophany. I want to put it into your mind. You will rise to the top. When you have a theophany, your time of lifting is at hand. That God is beginning to lift you up. When you have a theophany, when you have an encounter, there will be a supernatural encounter this conference. Listen, your tough times will become a reminder, a statue to God and to your enemies when you have a theophany. Your testimony will become anointed. Jacob threw oil on the stone. Everything that was bad will be turned to good, will become holy, and will become anointed. And will people will listen to you. Whether you've been raped 30 times, you'll be able to testify about it because you had a theophany. Because you are no longer Jacob, you were Israel. Listen. When Jacob's name was changed from Jacob to Israel, when Esau finally reached him to kill him, you see that Esau ran to him and embraced him. Because Jacob died and Israel is alive. Esau was looking for Jacob, not for Israel. When your identity has changed and you have a theophany, even your enemies will begin to embrace you. Even your enemies will begin to submit to you. Even your enemies will bless you. Listen. You will have a revelation of tithing when you have a theophany. You'll be changed from Jacob to Isaac. Like I said, every vow and debt will be cancelled. You see a scripture there, it's in the same context. It says that that every vow was paid up. Your enemies will embrace you. Psalm chapter number 63 says, even the great power of God will cause your enemies to submit to you. Psalm chapter number 63, verse number 5. There's a power that God can cause us to walk in. Where your enemies, I've had my enemies bless me financially and they don't know why. Even your enemies will bless you. It is time in this conference that you and every single person here has a theophany of God. Come on, are you guys with me? That God can appear to you, that you can have a face-to-face encounter, a supernatural encounter. There's nothing else that'll change a person but a supernatural encounter from God. Stand to your feet. Let's give Jesus a praise offering. Just give Him a praise offering in this place. Zidia!